He's no longer going to China. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has just canceled his trip. He was supposed to be in Beijing Sunday and Monday. This after a suspected Chinese spy balloon was spotted over Montana. The U.S. decided not to shoot it down, fearing it could hurt someone on the ground. Fox's Jennifer Griffin's at the Pentagon.
U.S. officials tell me they have mitigated the ability for this balloon to survey any sensitive sites, blocking it from doing so, and that they are learning a lot by monitoring the balloon.
As for China's response, they're telling us to calm down.
Claiming it is, quote, a civilian airship used for civilian research, mainly meteorological purposes. In other words, it's a weather balloon. This is not the first time Beijing has sent this kind of spy balloon over U.S. territory. They've done so before over Hawaii and Guam.
There was an unexpected surge in hiring last month. 517,000 jobs created, nearly double December's number. President Biden says it's 12 million jobs since he took office.
That's the strongest 2 years of job growth in history. By a long shot.
He also touted the unexpected drop in the unemployment rate to a 54-year low, 3.4%.
And what's more, black and Hispanic unemployment are near record lows.
There's a court ruling on guns that Attorney General Merrick Garland has come out and disagreed with.
A federal law banning people subject to domestic violence restraining orders from possessing guns is unconstitutional. A federal appeals court ruled, vacating a Texas man's conviction who had initially pleaded guilty. The three-judge panel relied on new guidance from the U.S. Supreme Court's opinion overturning New York gun laws last year. In that ruling, the justices set a standard that gun restrictions must be consistent with the nation's historical tradition of firearm regulation.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Police in Dallas have arrested a man in the theft of two monkeys from the zoo. They've been found safe. The suspect was located near animals at the aquarium. America's listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
A Memphis, Tennessee police officer remains in critical condition the morning after being shot by a gunman who died when another cop returned fire and shot him. Two officers in Missouri are in critical but stable condition.
St. Louis police say the two officers were chasing a truck Thursday night and suspects believed to have been involved in a robbery when the vehicle crashed and a gunman opened fire, hitting the officers in the torso. They're now hospitalized. St. Louis Police Chief Robert Tracy.
It hurts me to the core. To what they do each and every day that I've done in three other different cities and seeing what these officers go through. And the brave work that they do each and every day, St. Louisans should be proud of what these officers are doing to keep our city safe.
At least one officer returned fire, injuring this suspect, another person in the vehicle, also in custody. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
An important crossroads at the Murdaugh murder trial in South Carolina, whether prosecutors are allowed to detail a motive.
Prosecutors want to show that disbarred South Carolina attorney Alec Murdaugh killed his wife and son to distract from financial crimes that were catching up to him. Without the jury in the courtroom, the judge listened to testimony from potential witnesses, including former friend and colleague Chris Wilson, who recalls confronting Murdaugh about thousands of dollars in missing funds.
He went inside, came back out with some paper towels, and told me that he had had a drug problem, that he was addicted to opioids.
The defense argues Murdaugh's financial problems as a motive are an unproven theory. In Atlanta, Jonathan Seri, Fox News.
As ice melts in areas from Texas to Arkansas that froze over this week, it is frigid up north. Wind chill warning stretch from Montana to Maine, where in some areas tonight, the temperature will feel like 60 below zero. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 50 points, the Nasdaq's down 15. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.